Sri Advaitacharya, one of the members of Sri Panchatattva, and his appearance always marks the beginning of a very wonderful time each year where we celebrate in succession the appearance of Sri Advaitacharya, next Sunday the appearance of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, and then a few weeks after that the most munificent avatar, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, his event, advent, will be celebrated by all of us on Gaur Purnim. A wonderful time of year. I feel very fortunate in that somehow or another my service allows me to travel to the Holy Land of Navadvip at this time of year each year. Indeed, I'm leaving coming Thursday. And I'm leaving Thursday so I can be in Sri Mayapur Dham next Sunday for the appearance of Lord Nityananda. So I hope all of you will bless me with a safe journey, that I can reach there and get the mercy of Lord Nityananda, because if I get the mercy of Lord Nityananda by being in Sri Mayapur Dham that day, believe me, I won't forget all of you. I'll give some mercy to you as well. That's the life of the devotee, actually, is engaging in these types of exchanges of love, receiving mercy and giving mercy. And that is indeed the essence of the incarnation of Sri Advaita Acharya. There is a description in the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita of how Krishnadas Kaviraj worships and offers his respects to each of the members of the Panchatattva. And there are two verses particularly by which Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Maharaj worships Sri Advaitacharya. So I'm going to read those two verses to you here. And then we'll discuss something, lessons, some lessons we can learn from these two verses. So the first verse, in the first verse he says, Lord Advaitacharya is the incarnation of Mahavishnu, whose main function is to create the cosmic world through the actions of Maya. And the second verse, because he is non-different from Hari, the Supreme Lord, he is called Advaita. And because he propagates the cult of devotion, he is called Acharya. He is the Lord and the incarnation of the Lord's devotee. Therefore, I take shelter of him. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Maharaj is expressing his desire to take shelter of the Lord, to have a relationship with the Lord. And indeed, by doing so, he instructs all of us that that should be our desire as well. Of course, we may think that how can I, tiny, conditioned soul, have a relationship with such a personality as Sri Advaitacharya? And indeed, that is the sentiment of the devotee. But we can have a relationship with Sri Advaitacharya. We should try to cultivate that relationship with Sri Advaitacharya. And these two verses indicate how that can be done. They describe two aspects of the Lord's appearance. Tattva, or the truth of the Lord's appearance, and Lila, his activities. So tattva is that Sri Advaitacharya is Mahavishnu. We know Mahavishnu, he's the rest of the cosmic manifestation. Knowing all that goes on within that cosmic manifestation, all of the illusory attempts for happiness of the conditioned souls, as well as the path of liberation from such bondage, All of that's quite well known to Mahavishnu, Sri Advaita Acharya. So that's the tattva, that's the truth. And we certainly have some relationship with the Lord in that regard. But we also have the lila of the Lord, or his activities. And he comes as Sri Advaita Acharya, as described in the second verse, as the incarnation of the Lord's devotee. And in that incarnation, he comes and he propagates the science of Krishna consciousness, the science of bhakti yoga, how to redevelop our loving relationship with the Supreme Lord. This is the purpose of his advent. And so, even that may seem a bit formal to us and a little distant. Well, how can we relate to that? Therefore, when we speak about the lila of the Lord, we must also knead into the mix of that sandesh some sweetness of a relationship. Some emotion, some feeling has to be there. And then we can say with confidence, oh yes, I'm in a tight bond, a relationship with Sri Advaita Acharya. So how do we approach that? That's described for us in Chaitanya Charitamrita as well. Earlier in the sixth chapter of the Adi Lila, Krishnadas Kaviraj describes how the Lord plans his appearance and how he sets it up so that we can have a very affectionate relationship with him. Sri Advaita Acharya is an elder. That's the basis of our relationship with him. He's an elder. Now, of course, elders aren't too much appreciated in our society today, but in other societies, elders held a place of great respect and honor. And I think it's still there to a small degree, at least I hope so, since we're on that side of life at this point in time. But I would just like to explore with all of you for a minute what kind of emotions or thoughts that become associated in your mind when we talk about elders, something that indicates a relationship. I mean, it's like a one-word association game. When I say elder, what does it make you think, Stephanie? Respect. Yes, okay, that's good. Who else? Yes. Founder, origins, yeah, okay, the root of our family tradition or something like that. Okay, yeah, that's good, yes. Wisdom, that's a good, I like that, yeah. Pioneers. Come on, give me some more juice, though. I want some more juice. Is there any more juice out there? Yeah, I did. Mentor, okay, that's getting there, yes. Grandfather, okay, that's good, I like that. Yeah, grandfather. Over here? Huh? Outdated? Okay, I guess none of us want to feel outdated, but that's there. Okay. Mother Mukya. Experience. Right. Mm-hmm. Affection. That's good. I like that. Actually, Srila Prabhupada said, didn't he, that the Param Guru, the grandfather guru, he's easier to approach than the guru. Like your grandfather is easier to approach than your father, because the father has to be, you know, strict and keep you on the straight and narrow. But the grandparents, they can be a little lenient. So an elder has that kind of connotation as well. And so in this relationship of being an elder, Advaita Acharya, his appearance in Vaishnav society prior to the advent of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had this element to it. He was the elder Vaishnava. He was the one that they came to and looked for advice. He was the one whose home they came to and took shelter in which to chant the holy name of the Lord. He played this role as the elder, and that's described in the Adi Lila here. Let me see if I can get those verses. Krishnadas Kaviraj describes that. Well, it might help if I was in the right chapter here. Okay. He describes that prior to the Lord's advent, he sends his devotees to take the position of elders. Chapter 3, yes. Okay, thank you. Okay. No, thank you. I mean, you're helping your elder here who's got senior moments. Whenever Sri Krishna desires to manifest his incarnation on earth, first he creates the incarnation of his respectable predecessors. Thus, respectable personalities such as his father, mother, and spiritual master all take birth on earth first. Madhavendra Puri, Ishwara Puri, Srimati Sachimata, and Srila Jagannath Mishra all appeared with Sri Advaitacharya. So Advaitacharya had this role of an elder in the Vaishnava society. And his relationship to them was a very exemplary Vaishnava relationship. It's characterized by that aphorism that we often say, a Vaishnava's para dukkha dukkhi, that he sees others' sufferings as his own, and he acts to try to relieve the suffering of others. I think that's the essence of, at least to me, that's the essence of this elderness type of a relationship. Someone that you can go to, reveal your heart and mind to, and that they will do everything to try to satisfy you, to pacify you, to give you shelter. That's Sri Advaitacharya. And so that's the exchange. We respect him as an elder, and we take shelter of him. And in return, he gives us he gives us affection, he gives us knowledge, he gives us help in so many ways. This is described in Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat as well, how he did this for the society of devotees. It's described there in the Arikanda that the leader of the Navadvipa Vaishnavas was named Advaitacharya. He was the most glorious person in the world. He was the best teacher of Gyan, knowledge, bhakti, devotional service, and vairagya, renunciation. His explanations of Krishna bhakti were like those spoken by Lord Shiva himself. Actually, at this time, when prior to the advent of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Navadvipa, two types of persons were there in Navadvipa Dham. There were the devotees of the Lord who were gathering in preparation for the Lord's appearance. And there were those who were there because Navadvipa at that time was the high seat of learning throughout the world. It was also a very auspicious place. Actually, it's described in many ways, and I want to read a few of those to you leading up to the advent of Sri Advaitacharya. No city in the world was like Navadvipa. Aware that the Lord would appear there, the demigod Brahma filled Navadvipa with all that is auspicious. Who can describe the opulences of Navadvip? On even one of its ghats, hundreds and thousands came to bathe in the Ganga. By Goddess Saraswati's grace, many hundreds and thousands of learned scholars in all three stages of life stayed in Navadvip. Such a wonderful place it was, such an attractive, beautiful place. But there was a problem. There was a problem even in that wonderful city of Navadvip at that time. And that problem was noted particularly by the Vaishnavas and the leader of the Vaishnavas, Sri Advaitacharya. All the scholars there were arrogant. Even boys would aggressively debate with learned elders. No one was interested in the devotional service to Lord Krishna. Still interested only in the taste of material things, they wasted their lives. No one was interested in devotional service to Lord Krishna and Lord Ram. From the beginning of Kali Yuga, this disinterest had grown more and more. The only religion the people knew was keeping an all-night vigil and singing songs to the goddess Mandala Chandi, Durga. Some proudly worshipped the snake goddess Manasa. Others offered great wealth to the deities of demigods and demigoddesses, spending for the weddings of their sons and daughters. They lost great wealth. In this way, they wasted their time in this world. Even the Bhattacharyas, the Chakravartis, and Mishras did not know the true meaning of the scriptures. No one would discuss Krishna Katha, which is the true Yuga Dharma. If they could not mock the faults of others, no one was interested to speak. No one wanted to praise others. Seeing the world bewildered by Lord Vishnu's Maya potency, the devotees felt suffering that had no end. The devotees would meet and bless each other, bless everyone in the world. They would pray, O Lord Krishna Chandra, please quickly give your mercy to everyone. In this way, Sri Advaitacharya and the Vaishnava stayed in Navadvip. But seeing that the people had no devotion to the Lord, he became very unhappy. Seeing that people would not worship Lord Krishna, Advaita became very unhappy at heart. Advaita was naturally very merciful at heart. In his heart, he tried to plan how to deliver the people. He thought, if my Lord descends to this world, then everyone will be delivered. There was one particular incident that took place that shows the protective nature of Sri Advaitacharya for the Vaishnavas in Navadvip. At night, four brothers, Sri Vas, Sri Ram, Sri Pati, and Sri Nidhi, would meet in Sri Vas's house and loudly sing the holy names of the Lord. But they were surrounded by impious neighbors, and so hearing this loud chanting, those neighbors would call him ill names and try to stop in so many ways. They were spreading rumors that if they continue to do this, then the king, the Muslim king, will send his soldiers here and just to destroy our village. Therefore, they concluded that they should tear down his house and throw the pieces into the Ganges. Hearing these words of the impious people, the devotees prayed to Lord Krishna and wept. Hearing these words, Advaita burned with anger. Wearing only the four directions for garments, he said to the Vaishnavas, Srivas, Gangadas, Suklambar, please hear me. I will force Lord Krishna to appear before everyone's eyes. Krishna will come here and deliver everyone. He will accept you all as his associates. He will teach the people Krishna Bhakti. If I fail to bring him, I will manifest a forearm form. In my hand, I will hold the chakra. I will cut apart the necks of millions of atheists. In this way, I will prove that Lord Krishna is my master and I am his servant. So much moved was Advaitacharya by the plight of the Vaishnavas and the plight of the people in general who were simply wasting their time, that he was prepared to show and invest his full powers as Mahavishnu to come and destroy them. But he had another plan as well. And that plan was to bring the Lord through his loud cries. We spoke earlier about how Sri Advaitacharya, how it's necessary to loudly cry for the Supreme Lord. Just imagine how loud Mahavishnu can cry for the Supreme Lord. So that power, that investment of feeling that is there in Sri Mahavishnu is what constituted the loud cries of Sri Advaitacharya. As he was contemplating how to bring the Lord, a verse came to his mind. It was a verse that described how the Lord is purchased by worship, simple worship, with Tulsi and Ganges water. He said that because one becomes purchased in this way, I will worship the Lord and call him, loudly trying to bring him to this world. And he will be obligated to come by these simple offerings of Tulsi and water. So Sri Advaita rose from his worship of Shalagram and he called very loudly,
can deliver them from except you. By this small offering of Ganges water and Tulsi Manjaris, I beseech you, please come and deliver Kali Yuga. Come and deliver Kali Yuga. Bring them all back to your lotus feet. No one but you can do this. This is your mercy. I pray to you, my dear Lord, please save them. Please advent. Please make your appearance.
Should we join Sri Advaitacharya in this call? Let us all loudly cry, Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Hari Bol!
Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yatavaya Nama. Hey,
So does anyone have any questions about the advent of Sri Advaita Acharya here today? Damodar? What is the unique feature? Well, he explains, Krishnadas Kaviraj explains in Chaitanya Charitamrita that he feels the ecstasy of being a servant of the Lord. This is the predominant feeling of Advaita Acharya, that he says at one point, I am a servant of Lord Chaitanya, I am a servant of Lord Chaitanya, and I am a servant of the servant of Lord Chaitanya. And so this mood is the essence of Krishna Bhakti. And so Advaita Acharya, feeling that ecstasy, always wanted to do some service for the Lord. Of course, we know there are some pastimes which describe that Advaita Acharya was always respected by the Lord. We read here how he came as an elder, established that relationship as an elder of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And so Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always gave him honor and respect, but he wanted to be chastised by the Lord. And so there's a description of how he arranged that so that he could be chastised by the Lord. Yes. Is that, do we have a mic? I guess we don't have a mic. Can you speak loud so everyone can hear you then?
There is a very nice pastime of Srila Prabhupada in the house of Srila Advaita Acharya. The pujari of the temple in the 40s and 50s, he noticed that there was a Bengali grihastha that used to come once in a while wearing white dhoti and kurta. And he would sit in the back of the temple and chant Hare Krishna. So many years passed, then he started noticing why Vaishnavas with sari and dhoti and she kept coming to the house of Advaita Acharya, but he never spoke to them. And finally one of them gave him a Bhakti Bharat magazine, and in that magazine there was a picture of Prabhupada. He said, oh, he accomplished his mission.
Srila Prabhupada ki.
And this is in Mula Prakriti's
Thank you very much for that. That's wonderful. Yes.
So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared as a devotee. We are talking about Advaita Acharya appearing as a devotee. Srivas appeared as a devotee. A pure devotee. Can you explain the difference between the devotees? They all appeared.
Panchatattva. Difference in the Panchatattva incarnations, what each five represent and things
like
that.
Well,
maybe in brief I can ask Pran Govinda to respond to that. Can you respond to that? The five. What is the difference between the five in terms of their appearance? Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Somebody else? Anyone else? Yes, Damodar?
Isn't Advaita Acharya also a partial incarnation of Sadashiva?
Yes, yes. It's also described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Yes. Well, the mood with which the Gaudiya Vaishnavas chant Hare Krishna and worship Krishna was introduced by, in the parampara prior to Lord Chaitanya's appearance, by Madhavendrapuri. And so Advaita Acharya is a disciple of Madhavendrapuri. And so in disciplic succession, it comes like this. So that the mood was established prior to the Lord's advent, and that was carried into disciplic succession by Sri Advaita Acharya and also Mahaprabhu. Anything else? Whether we'll take prasad? Yes. Yes, please. Yeah, actually, I had statistics here. Advaita Acharya, according to biographies I looked at, he lived for 125 years. So, and he lived 35 years, I think, after, no, 25 years after the disappearance of Mahaprabhu. He remained in the world 25 years after the disappearance of Mahaprabhu. Peeling roar.
That brought him at this time that where we are gathered together, we should thank him so much that is it because of him. If we were born after, before 1,000 years or after, and Advaita Acharya did not come and be him, we would be missing the biggest opportunity.
Yeah, this is one of the benefits of going to an elder. Generally, an elder can do more than you could do. Therefore, you approach them. They do more because they might be more experienced in the world, they may be more wealthy, they may be whatever, but they have the ability to do something you can't do. So all of us although we're suffering in this world, we may realize that, we can call out to the Lord. But if we approach Advaitacharya, who's Mahavishnu, he has so much more potency and power and ability to call the Lord. And on our behalf, he made the call for the Lord. So as Brahma Govinda said, we're very fortunate to be receiving that mercy. He made the call. Therefore, the potency was reciprocated by the Lord equally, and therefore the most munificent Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in this world. Yes. Well, things don't happen just because they're scheduled to happen or because they happen due to the desire of the devotees, out of the love of the devotees. And so, yes, the Lord sent his elders ahead to prepare for his advent and everything, but still that doesn't eliminate the need, the desire of the devotees themselves to serve the Lord. And I think that we can understand it maybe in terms of the quality with which he appealed to the Lord. That's his individual offering to the Lord as a servant of the Lord. And so all of us have that opportunity. We may have some scheduled service to do in the temple, but and we can approach that in a routine way. Well, I'm on the schedule, therefore I do it. Or we can approach it as a wonderful opportunity to serve Krishna and pull all of our heart and soul into doing it. And it becomes a different thing. It's not just scheduled. It becomes an exchange of love between the Lord and his devotee. Okay? Yes. Speak loudly, Samaya. Yes, thank you very much. So many wonderful pastimes are there. I should try to delve in it. Lilananda?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And we're... And we're reluctant to do such things. that's our misfortune, you know, that reluctance to be a servant to the Lord. All right, we'll end there. Shri Advaita Acharya Prabhu Ki Jai.